Alright, we are living in darkness at Amir's apartment. Welcome
to On the Fence with Luis and Amir.
It's about Amir and Luis.
It's about Amir and Luis. Can I just say, I've been thinking this over since maybe a couple days ago. I'm so glad neither of us are from Los Angeles. Or our thing would definitely have the word fool in there by now.
Oh yeah, no, it would be, we'd be doing mukbangs right now.
We'd be doing mukbang with these fools, Amir and Luis.
We'd be sponsored by like a boba company. That's like bowl buffet. I don't know. I think of like a boba fools. Someone that's like, I need a podcast sponsor that's Mexican. Maybe like he just infuses Asian shit. I don't know,
bro. You know what we should come up with? Just what? A restaurant that has everything that goes viral and like on. It's gonna sell boba, quesadillas, giant pupusas, fucking just anything that's fucking those Japanese fucking jiggly ass cakes.
You know? I had a coworker, she was like gonna risk it all. She was like, she was convinced that like the business of the future was like these school like home cooked meals. And she was gonna pitch to college. That's kind of what, you ever seen like those stupid like restaurants in Japan where it's like there's no waiter. Like they just give you like, you order like,
oh, you order from a menu?
Three, four. Like, the menu's, like, very fucking...
Is it, like, is it the ones where, like, the menu's a survey and you just check what you
yeah,
want
and then you give what, it to them? Yeah, that's what she thought the future was. And she's kind of right, but it's like...
I'm telling you, I worked at a kitchen. I was a dishwasher. It's all right. I wasn't touching any of your food. It's all right, y'all. Don't worry. But I worked at... And the whole thing was those meal prep meals. Just, like, we cook up everything in store, like, homemade meals. They had... It was around Thanksgiving last year, so it was, they were doing Thanksgiving turkeys and, like, plates and this and that. And then they would deliver it to you or your whole family or how many you order, whatever.
You'd make Thanksgiving meals?
I washed dishes after Thanksgiving.
Well, like, that's what your company did.
That's what they did. Yes, yes, yes.
So when they made, like, turkey, what would they make? Like, just turkey breast or, like,
how? No, they would have giant fucking turkeys. You could buy them either frozen from them or just straight already cooked up, ready. Just put it in your oven, reheat it.
Picture Mike Tyson handing out turkeys now. That's all I'm picking. I don't know.
All the turkeys have dents because he punched them.
This is just a stupid story. I heard it like earlier before, but there was a story like, I was watching videos on Moneyball, and then it went up to the old owner of the A's and how cheap he was. He was like a big fan of like saving money, and like he didn't have
with that.
Well, it follows history today, but fucking, this is such a stupid story, but like, He realized, like, he had no front office. You know the front offices in sports?
Is it an office at the front of the building?
It's like a metaphor for, like, there's the athletes, but, like, there's also the front office. And there's, like, the people that, like, they do all the numbers. And, like, you have, like, an HR person. You have, like, a PR person. You have, like, someone that, like, team analytics. But it has nothing to do with, like, playing the game. It just has to do with, like, the company. That's front office. Mm. So the owner had no one to call whenever he had something done. So he needed, like, someone just to get information sent to, and he sees a kid dancing outside the Oakland A's stadium, and he's like, he picks him, he's like, I see you, and he's like, I'm gonna hire you as my bad boy, and he hired him like 7.725 a game, and he called him like the executive.
Wait, $7.25 a game?
Yeah.
That's breaking child labor laws, isn't it?
He made him the executive vice president of the A. Like, not that serious, but that's what like he called him. You know that kid, this is going to be so fucking stupid. Do you know who that kid ended up being? MC Hammer.
No, he fucking...
Yeah, that's MC Hammer's whole story. They called him Hammer because he was like Hank Aaron, because he looked like Hank Aaron. Yeah. That's what he thinks. It's like, he had like this whole aspiration of, like, wanting to be a baseball player so bad.
MC Hammer.
And then his brother was a Crip, and then they fucking...
They told dangled, him to rap.
They dangled the Vanilla Ice off a balcony with Suge Knight. Fucking...
Nice. Yeah. Vanilla Ice?
You don't know that story?
Vanilla Ice. Which one's... Oh, Vanilla Ice. Okay. I don't know what I thought. I was trying to think, like, Ice-T? Or was it Ice Cube? No, it's Vanilla Ice. That one's more believable. I would believe Vanilla Ice.
It's about one of the samples that Vanilla Ice had. You know, like, this
was
story,
it a
right?
threat? Or was he just a big fan of Blanket and Michael Jackson?
What? Oh, I see what you're doing. This was before.
Also, you're saying Michael Jackson didn't dangle his baby. He was just doing a Suge Knight impression.
He was just doing a Suge Knight impression.
Look, give me my money, Blanket. Where's all my money, Blanket?
You've seen the bonfire, about it, but you've seen that fucking that TV movie about the girl from Easy from Boys in the Hood or whatever, or from fucking NWA.
The girl with the squeaky voice.
Yeah, fucking Michelle.
I'm here to my side of the story.
Yeah, Dan Soder has that line. Hey, I'm down here.
Yo, yeah, no, and you just and she just casually mentions all the stuff left out of the NWA movie.
Yeah, and Eazy-E looks very, like, enabling. Meanwhile, it's like Eazy-E in real life was probably a piece of shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure nobody... I'd never believe anybody's documentary. I don't believe these murder documentaries. I don't believe shit. People, they it's got to be interesting for the thing, for Netflix, for whatever documentary. So that's why people move. That's why I never believed the people on Gangland. I'm like, I'm this fucking OG gangster, eh? I'm still in the streets, oh? And then, like, if you go, you might hear, like, oh, yeah, that dude, he was just a hang-around. He was never
drinking anything. You don't believe anything. Even with that guy narrating?
What?
You don't believe even with that guy narrating? Remember that?
In the streets. The fucking dude.
It's not even, it goes, toot-toot-toot. And then in the background, you hear a guy go, like, it's like someone in agony of the gang life. It's like Twisted Metal.
Somebody's just in the background, help me. The Muchos Locos gang terrorized the streets of even Los Santos. Even from the
prison cell. Yeah.
Even from the prison system. It was just...
I think I mentioned this last time, but yeah, I find it funny. Because whenever Gangland would talk about prison, it'd be like, he ran a new front in the joint. And it's like, you gotta be like, rule number one, no prison rape. And it's like, meanwhile, it's like, every other prison's probably like, not doing that.
No.
But this episode was like, different.
No. See, I've told you, every time, there is a surprising amount of shot callers in prison. Apparently, everybody who went to prison was a shot caller, goddammit.
We were talking about this. We're talking about, like, it's, but yeah, fucking.
Everybody, I mean, but who are you going to question? I don't know who was in that jail with you. I don't know who fucking tracks him down and fucking. Let me ask you about this guy. It's just, you're just like, yeah, no, I was the biggest, baddest in there. Left, right, mm-hmm.
Don't know. I'm thinking about prison videos now. Larry Lawton. I think I talked about this guy. He's like a bank robber.
Yeah.
And then he became, yeah. He's like this, like.
A YouTuber or something, right?
Yeah, he's a YouTuber. Yeah. But there are times where it's like, he tries to have, like, morals for YouTube, but then there are times where it comes out, where, like, it'll come out of him, like, this kind of, like, this is what he really is. Like, he talked about them finding a chomo in prison, because that's, like, the most important thing about jails, that they do your papers.
They check your papers.
Check your papers. And then it's like they found a pedophile, and he's like, he tells a story about how they threw a fridge at a chomo from fucking like from one level of the cell block to down, and it's literally like you see like a little glimpse of like, a little glimmer of like joy at having seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I mean, it's the only way a child molester gets any fucking justice. They never get a lot of time.
It's the gingers of prison.
It's the gingers of prison.
Yeah,
they're the ones everybody's okay with picking on.
God is punishing.
God is okay with us punishing him.
Change of scenery. We're not in San Francisco anymore.
We got evicted.
We're in utter darkness here in fucking Amir's apartment.
Yeah,
we're in Oakland.
Oakland,
don't do it,
y'all.
Oh,
West, y'all.
Bay Area.
Yeah. No, I've never really been much into claiming the Bay Area. I've been more of just specifically Oakland. I get very specific. I am from Oakland. Fuck San Francisco.
Isn't Oakland's logo like a tree?
Yeah.
Like
it's a tree without the roots. I feel like nobody remembers the tree without the fucking roots anymore.
It's a tree with no roots?
It's just a flat, and then the tree that goes like, oh, I like that and shit.
It's like the PBS logo or whatever.
Oakland came first.
Arguable.
But yeah. Arguable. You know what? I'm on a historic street.
You're on a historic street?
I'm on a
historic street. Crack was sold here? What was happening on
this street? Crack from like really baggy hammer pants was sold here.
I hope we're really close to like the Black Panthers headquarters. Do you know anything?
Just some fucking Lincoln Freeway ran through here for like. Yeah, some.
What?
Some important 1800s fucking trail was right here. That's all I know.
Lincoln, what are you talking about?
I don't know. There's a highway, freeway, steamway. I don't fucking know.
Lincoln ain't fucking. Are you talking about like, wait.
It was an expressway.
You're saying like a train ran through here?
No. Train ran through your mind.
Trains run through here often, but fucking.
You see all these plushies and pillows. What do you think I use them for?
This is like a... Wait. So what is it? It's like a street?
A historic street that's been around for a long time, I guess. But now there's a lot of prostitution around also. So it's I should bring you around like at nighttime where you just see like there's so many
they just recognize me like regular customers.
Hey, Mr. Perez, see you Tuesday. You got appointments.
I have like those cards that you get like at bagel shops where it's like you get like free stamps. I'm like, I got my free one.
He's got like
those out.
But no, you see, I've been amazed by how many prostitutes still wear glittery heels. Not glittery heels, like shiny, like, remember the fake grills you would get from the ice cream man and it would be glowing and shit?
I would never buy fake grills from an ice cream man, but yeah.
You're too good to buy a fake
grill? I've never seen that offered.
You never seen it offered. You had the wrong ice cream man. I used to buy BB guns from the ice cream man.
We'd buy stink bombs. We'd buy fucking stupid poppers or whatever, but I never, no.
No?
Not fake grills. What were they?
What?
They were just like plastic with...
They were plastic, and then they had the little lights inside that you hit the button, and you just see red, blue, and green shining hella much.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Did you ever do the fucking... The bubblegum foil grill?
No.
You just think you're better than everybody.
I'm sorry. I don't aspire to to be fucking part of a bad neighborhood.
Yo. No, it was a bad neighborhood, but they were good kids.
They had a heart. Akilah and the Bee was in his neighborhood.
Fuck. Now she's standing on the street corner. It's Akilah and the BJ.
Yeah, can you spell cunnilingus?
Can you spell that? Yo, it's hella funny when I see... Because there's so many prostitutes. They're already tall, and then in heels, they're crazy taller. And then they're being picked up by the tiniest little Mexicans. It's a little funny.
Mexican? I don't know. Yeah, Asians don't do hook prostitutes because they have their own thing, right? They have, like, the massage
part. Yeah. They're not going to stand outside. They got to... You go into their room, I guess.
Do you just... Wait, so you just see fucking the business of prostitution a lot out
here? Yeah, like, literally, it's... I think I've told you before. It's a landmark. I tell my girlfriend, oh, I'm almost home. I'm right here by the prostitute. And she's like, oh, cool. Is she wearing the heels today?
She wearing them.
Not today, baby. Not today.
I just think, whenever I think of heels, I think of the fucking Black Dynamite heels that have the tadpole in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, with the little fish inside.
Yeah, with the fish inside.
Was that a real fish?
No, it's not real. No, it's from fucking Black Dynamite, the animated show. It's like a frog that's like a pimp.
Yeah.
But like... has tadpoles in his heels.
You know what? As many prostitutes as I've seen, I've rarely ever seen a pimp. I don't know if they're just organized and they don't have to come out. That's pretty cool.
They just report somewhere. Like they just punch in somewhere. Fucking.
Or I don't know if a lot of these women are just doing it for themselves. You know, fucking OnlyFans. That's too much. You got to give them a cut. Who knows?
Is it busy in these areas? I have no clue about prostitution.
I mean, it's East 14, so there's going to be a lot of prostitution all the way up and down.
We are here at East 14. There's a British guy fucking in front.
We are at East 14, checking out the sex worker community.
It's a myriad of...
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it's $100.
Yeah. Listen, whatever. We got Asians, too. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's a trifecta of... what the fuck is another way to say prostitution?
Human trafficking?
Do you like being a concubine? Bitch, I'm from Richmond.
Concubine? What? I believe in Jesus, motherfucker.
Like, British people are still calling them concubines.
It's so funny. It's so weird. We're in Oakland. You'd see... I didn't expect to see so many white prostitutes.
Gentrification. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Goddamn.
I almost hate saying that word because of how much of a shitty punchline it is now, like in comedy. You ever notice that? That's a shitty fucking, like, I've seen that so
much. It's been used a lot, and nobody has used it so well above everybody else that it's just,
Nah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah. We're here at East 14th. Home of the prostitute. I'm just picturing that.
Home of the
I'm just picturing a guy, like, in front of Vite. I don't know.
Just the nerdiest looking gray haired dude you could think of.
Did you ever see that Vice Documentary with the Mormons in Mexico?
I've seen little pieces of it. Like, yeah, they Is it?
They believe, like, in blood rights and all that, so it's like, they believe in this mafia style of Mormonism where they need to kill the top Mormon to become the top Mormon.
What the fuck?
They try shoehorning in Mitt Romney in there because he's a Mormon, and they're like, yeah, we know Mitt, we're cousins of Mitt, and it's very, like, weird.
Yeah.
Then it came out, like, there was, like, 2 years ago. Remember that Mormons were killed, like, on the border or something? Or
in a Mormon family was murdered.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
They're more, I don't fucking know.
Why'd you do it, Perez?
I'm sorry.
They shouldn't have been there, huh? It's just a family and some kids, and they just wanted to go get some ice. I thought you were going to say quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Whatever will cheese.
I didn't even know quesera sera was a song.
It's a song. You didn't know it was a song?
I
didn't know.
I just thought quesera sera was like just like a saying.
No. You never. Well, it's probably both.
No.
It's like that one song from Frank Sinatra. Punch Your Wife in the Eye? I don't know.
My Way?
It might be. No, there's another one. There's a fucking...
Fly Me to the Moon.
Maybe, yeah. For him, it was love. For the dude from The Honeymooners, it was a way to threaten your fucking wife. Because she fucking got on your...
Oh, To the Moon Out, yeah. You ever hear that? I don't know. I'm giving too many stories right now. I feel like an asshole. Like, Frank Sinatra liked Kennedy, and then Kennedy ditched him once. And then Frank Sinatra, he was rich, so he had like a fucking helicopter thing.
Yeah.
And then he found out that Kennedy was giving money to Bing Crosby. That was like his nemesis.
Yeah.
So he got an axe, and he chopped down the American flag symbol on the helicopter landing of his house.
Jesus.
It's really crazy how he had a helicopter landing area.
That's true. Yeah, it's fucking wild.
It's fucking insane.
And then he's an enemy of the fucking country now for destroying an American symbol.
No. I don't know.
He's white. He's fine. I was going
to
say...
It's illegal to burn a $100 bill, but you can burn a flag, I think.
Freedom of speech, and then one is
freedom of
property
speech,
of the
freedom
state.
Freedom of death.
Solid, brother. Solid.
We're in Oakland now, yes, and I have a fucking... Brother and sister. Sister Aguilar.
What do you mean, Sister Aguilar?
Fucking.
What was I going to say? Fucking.
Brother Perez.
I forget the name of the guy. Do you know the guy who's the murderer of the one designer?
The murderer of the one designer?
Of that one Virgil? Designer. No. The designer, what's his name? Who got murdered?
There was a designer that got murdered?
Yeah.
Fucking, is it the stupid movie that Lady Gaga was in?
Was it Versace? I think it was.
Oh, House of Gucci or Versace, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. That dude got murdered. You know, the dude who fucking murdered him? He was like this Hollywood wannabe. This is what I've heard, fucking, in one of my murder documentaries. He was just a wannabe who wanted to know important people, but he himself was a piece of shit, didn't do nothing, didn't know nothing, but fucking, whatever. He got ditched at a party... By Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Phoebe.
Who's Phoebe?
Friends.
Oh. Okay, this is the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's very big then. And he's like, he's seen her and he just started fucking talking. But he was like aggressive. Like he would not leave her side because they were having a conversation even though she didn't want to fucking talk to him. And I guess she went to the bathroom and then she just dipped. And dude was just heated as fuck.
And he went and he killed?
That's one of the things that led up to it, but also he was fucking stupid as hell, too.
I've never heard her mention, like, I've never heard anything about, like, her being at the center of this.
Yeah, no, she wasn't at the center, but she was definitely, he just wanted to be famous.
She's
and associated
part of two
with the
deaths
fans.
Now.
Really? What other death? Death of friends?
Matthew Perry?
Yeah. That would hit me so bad.
That was
because
Why did it hit you so bad?
Because I can't swim.
That's it?
That's
fucking,
it.
I can't swim either.
He's got all that money.
The fuck, I saw a funny video. It was, because he was in that movie with fucking... Oh, that was Salma Hayek, forget it. Fucking Jennifer Lopez, someone described all of her movies as like... she's like regular, but like, and all the guys are into her, but they can't handle the fact that she's Spanish. Like, they can't handle her Spanishness.
I know, she has too much flavor.
Like, she's, yeah, it's too much for them to handle. It's too hot in the kitchen. I don't know.
She has this spicy attitude.
Fucking. I never saw. The only one I saw was Made in Manhattan, I think.
Yeah.
Ralph
I feel like
Fiennes is in that.
Who?
Ralph Fiennes, I think, is in that.
Who's that?
That's the guy that plays Voldemort. I'm fucking positive.
What the fuck is Voldemort? What?
I think he's a leading man in that fucking movie.
I don't think so. Voldemort? I don't think Voldemort's ever done shit but be Voldemort.
He did shit.
What'd he do?
Yes, it's Ralph Fiennes. Fucking called it.
You see how he put his phone away? He didn't show me? It's bullshit.
Did you want to see a photo of him? Like,
yeah.
It's him, like, hugging her like that, and he's making a face like that. But you're just picturing him without a nose, like, the entire time, because he's fucking Voldemort.
Is that the guy who's fucking Jennifer Lopez in that? He's the main guy?
Voldemort?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
In the fucking Made in Manhattan. Is that the main guy that's fucking her? Who's... I don't know.
I don't even remember Made in Manhattan, but if I had to guess, Made in Manhattan's going to be about her being a maid, and then him being, like, the owner of the building.
Or some shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then he falls... Like, I don't think it's... There was one where she saves... This was a fucked up one. Remember the movie where she saves a guy who falls in the subway? And then she lies about it, him it being like her husband or something?
No.
Fuck, you don't remember that?
What fucking movie is that?
This could be a Sandra Bullock movie. This is a movie where, like, my mom saw all these fucking movies, so I just remember it.
Blind Side?
No, it's not. It's a good name for it, though. Cause,
she
like,
stole the black man.
All I remember is, this is like pretty traumatizing to see as a kid, but like it's like... She sees a guy fall on the subway accidentally, and then she jumps in, and then you're as a kid, I was a kid watching this, so they go to this little crevice inside this little subway system, and it goes through, and she ends up saving him like that. But I was just picturing what it's like a subway just going through and just not able to do anything about it.
So why is she the only one trying to help him? Is everybody else like,
she just did that, and then when he's like in a coma the whole movie, and then it's like, this is where it gets weird. She lies and says that he's like engaged to her,
mm-hmm.
And then the brother of the guy falls in love with her, not caring that his brother has a fiance.
So he's like, "Hey, my brother's in a coma. He's still like,
I'm into you." And then she's like, "But I'm engaged, not really." She's not.
It seems more complicated than it needs to be.
Those are the worst kind of movies.
Yeah.
Those, I'm lying, I need to fucking resolve this before it ends, and then it ends and no one cares.
Yeah. Like, why did you have to lie? There's a lot of movies where I'm like, you just didn't need to lie to somebody.
A lot of 90s.
You could have just been like, oh, there's something happened, and there was an accident. But people are always like, no, I don't want to let her down. She's only giving me one last chance. that type of shit.
There's so many fucking movies that I think about that are like that. Fucking, It's funny how I can't name any of them.
Mm-hmm. No.
Fuck.
But when I see it, I know it.
Fucking... I don't know.
Fucking...
I'm not going to look up 90s. Yeah, we're
going to
look up
90s. No,
I'm going to do it. We're going to do it.
All right, we're going to look up 90s fucking rom-coms.
That's it. That's all we need.
Oh, the fucking... Not even 90s. I was going to say, what about that one with Sandra Bullock? And... That's one. Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
Is that the one,
That's where she's the boss or whatever?
I saw that one, yeah. I saw that one a lot, actually. That's fucking... I forget what that one's called.
There was, fucking Exes of Christmas Past or whatever that was, where...
That's just Christmas Carol.
No, it's... Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's fuck off. I know it is. And what else?
I don't know.
I'm not even thinking Parade.
I had the internet on my side, and I gave up, which is pretty crazy.
That's amazing. No, but you know what I mean. I feel like there's a lot of stories just being retold, and it's getting repetitive. Have you heard that Marvel, they flopped again with, like, the Marvels movie, or whatever the fuck it's called?
I think they know if something's gonna flop, though. Like, they're bracing for it.
Yeah, I mean, but why do you keep making this shit? Like, did you just sign up for this shit, and now you have to complete it? Didn't the DCU just fucking redo their whole thing?
They died, and then they had to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the only person I think that's staying is Momoa, or something.
Momoa?
Momoa is the only one that's, like, staying in Marvel. No, DC.
Bunch of you're getting a bunch of nerds mad at.
I have a memory of me being in chemistry class and my teacher being like, "Oh yeah, this is Krypton. A lot of people know this being the homeland of Superman. But no, he says Spider-Man though." And I'm like, "Don't you mean Superman?" He's like, you know, if you're into comics and stuff, yeah, like Superman. And I'm like, did you just call me a fucking nerd, my Krypton, you cunt?
That was the smoothest little shut up nerd.
Like, little fucking, yeah, who gives a fuck, you fucking. And it's like, motherfucker, you're the idiot for that
one. You brought it up,
fucking, you're teaching chemistry class, that fucking element is called Krypton for Superman. Oh, we all know that. I wish I could.
Yeah, no, I've been sneaked this by a fucking teacher before.
Yeah, it sucks.
Fuck you. You forget, when you're a child, you think like a teacher's a grown-up. And then you're fucking 21, and some of your friends are fucking teachers, and you're like, you're a piece of shit. Why are you teaching children? I know you're hungover. I know what you did last night.
I think about those friends who are managers.
Who are managers?
I know comics that are managers, and then I just look at them like, are you doing any of this shit on us? I would hate that. Because I would hate them in any other world where they're not a manager.
Yeah.
Like, where they are a manager. Like,
where they are a manager. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they are... Oh, man. I'm fucking... Imagine being like, oh, I gotta fucking fire somebody. I gotta write this person up. And then I gotta go do 10 minutes at a bar.
I gotta host. I just picture them fucking being so ready to fire. I don't know.
I mean, it all depends on what job it is, I guess. Some jobs are super fucking chill.
I think 99% of the time, you're not going to get that, like, Zoom call meeting, we're laying off all of you with no fucking excitement. You ever seen those?
Yeah, I was a part of that.
You were a part of that? You were part of the 1% of time?
Yeah, 1%. Not the 1% I wanted to be a part of, but I was.
Wait. You were part of a Zoom meeting where everyone has a mic on, and they're like, yeah, we're laying you guys off?
No, I got it the in-person, old-school style.
But, like, you're the only one there.
No, it was the crew. Everybody was there. Hey, we closing.
We're closing. How many people were there?
I want to say, like, 10 to 15.
Was there anyone not sad?
I don't know who's not sad to fucking...
I've always.
I'm not even sad about losing the job. I'm like, I have to do interviews, and I haven't even looked at my resume for years now.
That's true. That's the worst thing about getting a. I'm so used to having a job for 2 years, getting fired, and then just having to get another job. The worst thing about it is taxes.
Taxes?
Just have to file.
File.
Having to, like, yeah, redo all that shit. I hate
doing taxes.
It's easy when you have the same job. It's like, fuck.
Hey, fuck it. Did you hear about the tax they want to put on the freeways?
I don't need to know about this.
I know, ahead. You don't drive.
I don't drive, so, but what?
Hey, if you, listen, I have my own solution to it. If they're going to, if they tax the freeways, I'm just taking my license plate off, because that's how I assume they're tracking who's driving how much where.
They're just scanning license plates.
Yeah.
But that's how they're going to do it?
I don't know how they're going to do it, but supposedly it's going to be a 10 to 30 cent tax per mile.
Okay.
You understand how fucked up that is? That's literally the fucking, the plot to the fucking Who Framed Roger Rabbit. They were trying to stop somebody from doing shit like that.
That was what Dr. Evil was doing in that movie?
He was trying to, not that. No.
Oh, that's Judge Doom or something.
Like that. Yes, yes. Fuck. But yes, he was trying to do that, create that freeway so he could tax it. But then also, it ran right through Toontown. So we got to get rid of those toons.
I don't like how much you remember the plot of Roger. It's a good movie, though.
And then he had Roger's girlfriend manipulate him because she had dirt on her to make it look like she was
to fucking go. You know how the book goes?
How the book?
In the book, Roger Rabbit dies. Like, in the book, Roger Rabbit dies, but he comes back as a spirit, because, like, they're comics. It's dumb. But, like, what's weird about Roger Rabbit, the book, is that they don't have any, like, licensing. So, they don't have any cartoons whatsoever. They have cartoons, but, like, none of them you know of, like, the names.
Yeah.
You have to make up names for, like, half of them.
Hey, that's Doofy the stupid-faced duck.
Yeah, Doofy the dog, fucking... Laffy the duck. Yeah. No, Laffy the goose.
Laffy the goose.
Ticky.
Yeah, no, that's why the movie is so much better. They had Warner Brothers and Disney
working on it, yeah.
Yep.
There was that. I liked what they did this thing, I guess, where before it came out, they were playing shorts of Roger Rabbit. Yeah. I think Roger Rabbit was like a character. I don't know if Disney had it, But, like, they were playing shorts of it at movies before the movie came out. Yeah. So you would know who Roger Rabbit is. It was interesting.
That's good. No, I mean, I heard that was a regular thing before the fucking movies. Here's a bunch of... Before there was trailers, there was just, here's a cartoon.
Yeah, there's, like, video... I forgot how they did it, where it's, like, Roger would, like, punch him in the face. And it'd be, like, how would it affect... I don't know.
What do you mean? Like, the actual guy?
Fucked today.
Because it was, like, a person and a cartoon movie.
Yeah, it was, like, double... Whatever. I just forgot how they get the effect of, like... Because there are scenes where Roger Rabbit's, like, moving a glass from one side to the other.
Yeah.
And I forget how they do it, where it's, like...
Was it a green screen? Was it a guy in full green?
I don't think they had that yet, did they?
I have no idea. I've seen some of the stuff they had. People were clever back then, too. Have you ever seen, like, how they did, like, some of the Charlie Chaplin, like, stunts?
I never saw that, no.
Never seen it? It's just a bunch of trick photography of just like, forcing someone's perspective. This is close, this is far, and then this is a big hole in the middle. And here he comes with roller skates, but there's no big hole in the middle. It's just an illusion.
I want to assume all that shit's real. Just because it's like, you ever seen that? There's a video.
We are both fans of wrestling, so I understand
that. But like, there's a video like the Three Stooges and like actual stunts that were like fucked up. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard
you've seen that?
Yeah, not that one. I've heard of another guy who's big into doing crazy stunts.
There's a creepy scene of someone throwing a pen at one of the Three Stooges, and it hits him in the eye, and it hits him like in the forehead, and it is impaling, technically, his forehead, because it's stuck on there, and you're like, oh, it's like a gag. It's maybe they glued on there with like, but it's like, so the video is like, they show you each stunt, and they give you text on what happened after. Mm-hmm. It's like, after that pen hits his forehead, the text is like, I think it was Mo, they got hit in the forehead, so it's like, Curly and Larry went on to beat up the producer, whoever did that, like, whoever threw that stupid fucking pen.
Because those were, like, the pointy-ass fucking pens from back in the day?
I think the joke of it is that it's, like, a fountain pen. Yeah, it's, like, the ones you're thinking of. The ones that, like, you sign, like,
decoration. Yes, the one, yeah. Fuck. That's an actual pointy thing. You could stab somebody with that.
Yeah, that's, like, there's a funny one, though, where it's, like, they're saying that one of them standing on a bunch of scaffolding, and it just falls straight fucking down, like, it just kerplunks down.
Yeah.
And it fucking, he is knocked out, so you have to cut it. He stands up and does a goofy fall, like a pratfall, and then it cuts, like, drastically to something else, and he had to, like, go to the hospital for, like, a week or something.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Dudesons? They were, like, familiar. The Norwegian or some other fucking jackass dudes?
No. I just remember, like, fucking Nitro Circus and all that.
I think they were on there a little bit.
The Dudesons?
The Dudesons. There's a fat one and a skinny one. And basically, I remember this stunt because I feel like they would start every... Like, they had a show, and they would show this one a lot. He's on top of a building that's about to get, like... destroyed. Like, they got the dynamite and everything. He's at the very top, dynamite's at the bottom. Or is it a fucking... It's either dynamite or it's a fucking... I want to say dynamite, but it might have been a wrecking ball. But the thing breaks, and I guess the thing is everything's supposed to break underneath him, and then he's supposed to be, like, he's strapped to something, so he'll be floating. It doesn't go that way.
He just falls directly beneath, like, fucking debris and all that?
Yeah, and then just debris falling on him and shit. I forget how, but he lost his fucking thumb or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They...
Do you remember Human Tetris?
Human Tetris?
Yeah, it was like a Japanese game show.
Where
it was
oh,
like
where you were trying to...
A wall. Yeah. Then America did it. I forget. They called it something stupid.
Yeah, but I think they had it on Cartoon Network.
They did not call it Human Tetris. But no. That's all it should be called.
It should, yeah. What was I going to say? Do you think you'd do good?
No.
I remember them having some heavy set folks.
I would rip apart I would split it down the middle. On any fucking piece.
It would be so funny, because I feel like they did the Japanese people... They took the Japanese set and brought it here, and Japanese people are in way better shape.
Oh, you like sizing or whatever?
That's
interesting.
It's still just like a regular, like, thin guy, and then it's just some fat lady like, oh, shit.
No way.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's so fucking easy to make that, though. You just bring a block of fucking, like, styrofoam, and you just cut it to, like, a circle.
No, like but that. The whole point of it was that it's got to be difficult. So you have to hit a specific pose. Or whatever.
I don't think that's a hard show to do, though. Like, that's got to be, like, the only thing that you need is, like, that machine that, like, brings it to you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. This is a very weird podcast, because I just have no fucking memory.
You have no memory?
I've lost all memory.
What do you need memories of, man? Live in the now.
Dude. I'm like that guy that got hit. Hit the railroad spike, hits his forehead, yeah. And he loses everything except his frontal lobe. You ever think about that?
I think so.
He's like a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit?
He was, he ended up being a piece of shit after he gets hit with, like, the railroad spike.
Yeah.
And then, like, he swears and he's an asshole, but yeah.
Yeah.
Have, like, the Asian
heart. I mean, is it because he got hit in the head with the thing?
Yeah. Because it went through his head.
Yes. We get it, bro. You fucking said it like
three times. I just like
it. It goes through his fucking head.
Just picture a real spike went right through his fucking head.
Oh, God. I remember, that reminds me of a story. I remember hearing a documentary with, like a podcast documentary type shit.
Yeah.
On my way to LA with my girlfriend. And it's just about this dude who is basically a shitty surgeon who made it through college because people would cheat for him because he would pay people. And then he got into a hospital. And then basically he's a shit surgeon. He does do shit right, but nobody ever is like, you're fired. They just move him to a different hospital. So they don't have to deal with him. And one day he just tells his friend, you got a neck problem? I specialize in necks and spines. And he comes in, does the surgery. Apparently he just started hacking away, just started removing shit. Basically, his friend don't move from the neck down.
Because he probably hit like the fucking spinal column or
whatever. Oh my God, he fucked his friend up.
This is a movie or this is a fucking story?
This is a story. Dude's name was... And then...
I'm picturing a movie about this. I'm like, God damn. This is an unlikable character.
The worst part, the friend he helped, he's in a wheelchair now permanently. He can't move from the neck down. He became abusive towards his girlfriend.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's interesting, right? And yeah. He was a big guy, but then he can't move, so he has to like... And to just crash into her.
How do you know he's not being verbally abusive?
It's more hilarious to me that he...
She has like a foot out when she's sleeping and he just runs it over.
He leaves the house, he comes back with spikes on his wheels to be more effective.
He had to... Wait, you're saying he would arrange for spikes like a big rig truck or whatever when they do that?
Yeah. He can still talk, call up the place. Hey, can you... Do you do modifications?
That is the coolest accessory a big rig truck can have. Those fucking... You ever seen those?
I've seen them.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
They're cool.
Yeah. Until you're driving right next to one. So you're driving right next to him, and you're like, oh, shit, he's going to fucking reach me.
One thing I think we should talk about is your DVD collection over here.
Oh, bro, fuck it.
Because I have seen it.
Get all those fucking books out the way. Let's get to the real
stuff. This is what's getting me about it, because I'm looking, and you are right about your collection of Jason Statham movies.
Thank you. He thought I was lying. Jason Statham is the man.
Crank 1, Crank 2, The Transporter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's... Oh, Django Unchained?
Django Unchained.
Famous Jason Statham movie.
He would have made it better.
The Mechanic, that he could be in that one, right?
The Mechanic, that's him. That's him. Yeah,
he's in it?
He's in it.
Fuck.
He is the Mechanic. He's training another mechanic.
Oh. Damn.
I got John Wick.
Me.
I got a couple John Wicks. I told you I had some Daniel Tosh. The other guys. You know, stoner movies. Friday, like 2-in-1 Friday.
Is that a movie just called Stoner there?
Stoner.
What's the movie next?
Oh, Stuber.
Stuber. What's Stuber?
Stuber, Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista.
Oh, I remember that. That movie I knew was a bomb.
Bro, I love that movie.
Fuck, I never saw it.
I love that
movie. I'm glad.
See, now,
stick with it. You know what movie? Okay, fine. I'll name a movie that's like that, that I think is better. Remember 30 Minutes or Less?
That's the one with Mark Zuckerberg.
No. Well, yeah, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg. Daniel, he has the Bride. Bomb and shit.
Yeah.
Aziz Ansari. Aziz
Ansari is in it. He brings a bomb to skip. Yeah, I like that.
I was going to say, did you ever see the documentary? It's not as funny.
About that? Oh, shit. About the...
About the person who actually did it. Who actually strapped a bomb to someone.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the neck. The fucking neck bombs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that one?
It might be, yeah. It was the one that was, like, around his neck and his...
Because he's not a pizza. He goes to a bank, right?
Yeah, he goes to a bank to try to rob him and be like, I gotta do hella shit or else they won't take the fucking...
Yeah, because fucking in the movie, he's, like, a pizza delivery driver.
Yeah.
He's
also way younger and handsomer. But, you know, it's a movie,
Fair enough. We still don't know who did any of that, huh?
We do. They caught her.
We caught her?
They caught her.
For making, like, the neck shit and everything?
Yeah.
I thought they didn't catch her.
No, they caught him.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it was real stupid. I was going to say, I seen the thing, and it's just, it looks like a meth head. It looks like a very active meth head.
Yeah, this is like in that Making of a Murder era, like not era, but like this place of like a lot of white trash. But like they're very cool. Like yeah, the neck thing is pretty amazing.
It's pretty ingenious for who the fuck made it.
I thought you were gonna say it's pretty ingenious for a white woman.
I mean, yeah. No.
When I was a kid, I used to do this thing to fuck with my brother. Whenever something would happen, like whenever it was like a really big case of it would be like in the story. Whenever like someone would kill like a bad guy, it'd be like poetic justice, just for no fucking reason. Just say poetic justice.
Poetic justice. Poetic justice.
All right, the other guys.
In the dark room, did trust it.
I've never seen Poetic Justice. Or I've never heard the song.
No, the
or
song?
The movie. No.
There's a lyric in it where he goes, if a flower blooms in a dark room, would you trust it?
What?
Yeah. It's about weed. My friend said it's about weed. I don't know if that's 100% true. But he said it's about weed.
My brother said Mr. Tambourine Man's about weed.
Mr. Tambourine Man?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure.
I don't think it is.
A tambourine? Who else isn't smoking pot is doesn't own a tambourine? Me. You want to see my tambourine?
I don't think you have a tambourine.
I might have a tambourine.
You might have a tambourine.
I
mean,
it's possible that
it comes with being the weed life. So these might
I have it. I don't know what you want me to do.
If you can bring it, bro. Yeah,
I don't. Bring it. Let me see if I have
you it. Looked it.
Let me see if I have my tambourine. My green tambourine.
This is an amazing episode. Or I think we're understanding Amir for who he is. Dude, I'm in complete fucking darkness right now.
I might be at my parents' house.
Fair enough.
But I did learn how to play the tambourine in second grade because I knew I was going to smoke pot.
What do you mean learn how to play the tambourine? I'm just looking at the movies.
You still looking at my collection?
Yeah, what's Tuxedo about?
Tuxedo? Oh, that's the old Jackie Chan movie with Jennifer Love Huge Tits.
Okay.
And it's he has this super cool tuxedo. Excuse me, audience. And the tuxedo gives him all types of Jackie Chan superpowers.
Oh, they're going to pass me your books. Okay.
No, fuck no. These ain't my books. This is my one book.
Tom Segura.
I bought it, Tom. Send me something.
I'm just looking.
There's a couple movies right here.
Oh. I like how your girl's like no movies in this collection.
Well, she chose not to buy any movies. No, she has one.
Oh, fair enough.
What movie is it? What movie does every woman love?
RoboCop. I don't think they can even see it.
They can't see it? Fucking
no.
It's the Nightmare Before Queefmas.
Queefmas?
Queefmas.
That's pretty good.
It's Always Sunny.
Wait, it's a Frida Kahlo Barbie?
Yeah.
I got it
from my lady because she likes Barbies and Frida Kahlo.
You should sue Barbie, be like, hey, this bitch doesn't have a unibrow. I demand compensation.
I want you to admire my cartoon collection. Hold on.
I see Looney Tunes back in action or whatever the fuck.
No, it's just regular Looney Tunes, not the back in action. It says episodes of Looney Tunes, some Cartoon Network stuff, and Ed and Eddie.
The two Dragon Ball Z things, what are they?
One is Broly, the movie, and the newest one. And then the other one is one I got tricked into buying because it was so cheap, but it's just like a collection of a bunch of Dragon Ball Z fights with no fucking ending. So it's just sparring, I guess.
Cool.
I guess. I got some Chappelle Show. You're not a comic if you don't got a Chappelle Show DVD.
I think everyone's just bought it. That's almost like before. I don't know what the most sold DVD now is, but the Chappelle Show I think is the most sold DVD ever, right?
Is it?
Isn't that what they say?
I don't know, but I buy it again. I got Deadpool 2, a little bit of Thor. I think that's all I got. Paul.
You ever watch Paul? It's a movie with an alien, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, how do you feel about those British dudes who make those movies? You know,
I've only seen Hot Fuzz. Yeah.
Hot Fuzz is a good fucking movie.
I like Hot Fuzz.
Shaun of the Dead?
I like the beginning scene where it's like they keep on giving you more British actors just to have them be fired or whatever.
Just to be good. Fucking murdered or fired?
They fire him. Remember that? He's like, I like to speak to a person. I like to speak to a person more in charge. And then fucking, they always just tell him no.
I was going to say, it was a decent, it was a good fucking movie. Fuck yeah. I liked it.
Paul?
I like Paul too. Not as much. Which is surprising because I usually like Tina Fey. Not Tina Fey. What's the girl, fucking other SNL woman?
Amy Poehler? Maya Rudolph?
Not Maya Rudolph. Why are you naming all the ones that aren't her?
I'm fucking like...
The skinny one.
Is it... I don't know the skinny one. Fuck. Ah! Cecily Strong was like the last hot one.
You're not wrong. I don't know who's on this thing now, though.
Wait, skinny SNL person.
Come on, you got this, Perez. You got this.
The one that was in Bridesmaids? Fucking
Yes. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
I know.
You got it. No, come on, say it.
Kristen Wiig.
It's Kristen Wiig.
There you go.
There you go. You fucking media addict. You just watch so many movies. I just
know these things.
If the fucking apocalypse ever happens, we don't know how to survive, but we know Kristen Wiig was in Bridesmaids.
I think she made it, right?
Did she?
Who made it? Yeah,
I feel like it was just one.
Oh, maybe. Tina Fey made fucking Mean Girls.
Did she?
Yeah, she wrote it.
Nice.
I hope she goes far in her career.
Yeah, I hope she does good. I see a lot of potential in
there. Bright future, girl.
See a bright future for this young lady. Oh, fuck. Like, she's not a fucking comedy writing giant. Never work
show business again.
Oh, God. We'd be lucky if we fucking wipe her ass. Not your tongue, you fucking weirdo. Oh, you'll be lucky
if you wipe her ass?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you see what just... I'm over here patting her on the head like she's not a fucking giant.
She has that scar on her head. That's gonna be...
Recently learned why she has a scar on her face.
Yeah, somebody slashed her, right?
Yeah, somebody just slashed her on the face when she was like 8 and then never caught him.
You go back in time, you realize it's just me.
You think you're so funny?
You'll never get work.
Yeah. And you just fucking... Something opens up. I'm going to be the greatest comedy writer.
What's that knife on your wall for? I'm like, look, it's special. It's a special timepiece.
It's a thing. Like, it'll be worth a lot of money.
What if someone went out to what it came out today? Like, in the media, was like, I was the person that spoke Tina Fey. You're hosting SNL now.
Tina Fey is liberal. She's going to be like, I forgive you.
Live. Live in my house. New York. It's the guy that stabbed Tina Fey. No, it stabbed
it. I mean, neither of them are good.
With special musical guest, 6ix9ine.
Oh, that reminds me. And welcome back to Shit My Girlfriend Told Me About on TikTok. This rapper, well, I guess she's a Mexican singer. Mostly she's an influencer. Her name is Jenny 6ix9ine. I have no idea if she's before or after Tekashi.
Oh, I think my friend was talking. Yeah, what about it?
Yeah. Apparently she got jumped by these fucking old-ass gangster hyenas, fools. What's a female fool?
Oh.
Is that just a stupid bitch? What's a female fool?
I know what you're talking about. That's a fucking...
Chola.
Yeah.
Orale, homes.
This one has a tattoo. They look like a goth girl, but they're not. They're mischievous like that.
They listen to
they're fucking... They're treacherous folks.
They're fucking... They listen to Little Loca. And a Sleepy Girl. And shit like little that.
Sleepy. Oh, Sleepy's such a good name for like a...
God. But yes, no, apparently that's what happened. She got set up. They were like, oh, come slide through. Don't bring your security. Which already, if you tell me don't bring your security, I'm like, I'm packing heat. I'm doing something because that seems sketchy. But, you know, like influencers, I bet they're a bunch of like corny motherfuckers. You know, so I'm like, let her guard down. She went to the thing. Apparently this bitch is big and fucking manly looking and 45 years old.
That's what I would say if I were like, yeah, I got beat up by fucking China. That's how I would like reason it.
Yeah. And I guess I don't know. They both seem stupid, but it, like, imagine
we know the girl that beat her up.
I guess people assume who it is. Either way, I'm like, I don't know. It's just like the whole thing. I guess was because the fucking influencer girl started singing or doing like Mexican music. And she claimed the Riverside. And I don't even... And I guess, like, that's my territory. Hey, I'm from Riverside. Hey.
This is L.A. stuff?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like... In the Bay Area, I'm so glad I don't see a lot of that. Orale, homes. Chale, vale.
That girl I was seeing, fucking... She had a story of, like, how she used to live in Oakland. And fucking, She had a story about how she was in a field trip once. I feel bad for that, laughing at it. But she just started about how, like, this is how you know. This is, like, she when she was telling me these stories, this is 10 times worse. The worst story I gave to her was one time me and a class, we were going to BART to go somewhere, and one kid accidentally went on the wrong BART bus, and we had to open up the bus to help the kid come back. That's it. That's the worst thing that's ever happened.
Wait, what? He got on the wrong bus?
He got on the wrong bus. Like,
and they sent him to the wrong school, or did he get on a public bus?
No, my teacher ran to the front and just demanded the doors be open. They opened the doors. That's it. Alright, this is her story. The story is, they were walking to another spot in Oakland for the field trip, and then one of the Chola girls went to the liquor store, and a pimp told her that she would make a really good prostitute. And then she's like, nah, fuck you. She's like roasting the guy.
Yeah.
In front of the pimp's other, and they beat the living shit out of this 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. I think that's most of the story. And I just remember, it is this thing of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She had it coming.
One, you should have shut the fuck up. Two, just tell an adult, like, don't be like, it's a fucking, he beats grown women for a living, and these stupid women who, like, actually beat up a 14-year-old for the pimp, it's just not a good group of people.
You sure?
Nobody here. I know. Like, but you see, this is what I mean. Pimping isn't, like,
you a D1 athlete.
You have to be a special kind of girl to be like, you know what, I think I can suck dick for money. Strange a dick for money.
Yeah, what is she have? Self-esteem?
You can't have that. You
like,
have to have something bad happen. Have you ever heard of that porn star who, like, is legitimately, like, went to college, got a degree, PhD, all this, and still chose to do porn?
That was Duke, right? That was the chick that went to... She quit. Are we talking about fucking, what was her name? Bell Knox?
I think it might have
been. Bell Knox was, like, the fucking, like, what do they call it,
smartest girl in porn?
No, she was like this kind of story of like, I'm making money off of porn and I'm like liberating myself. And
I'm
doing porn for like a little bit. And then she was like on every Netflix documentary about porn, being like,
it's so bad.
It's human trafficking.
Yeah. Everybody, I mean, if you ever seen those documentaries, they never like are just like, and everything's great.
I've never seen one of those
videos. You've never seen one?
Because I feel like that's worse than watching porn.
That's worse than watching.
Why would I watch something that ruins the genre that I love so much? Why would I do that?
Mm-hmm. It's like taking your TV, taking it off the wall, digging into your fucking wall, and then just seeing all the nasty rats and roaches and shit.
That wouldn't change the way you look at TV, though.
A little bit.
No.
Knowing that all that stuff is happening behind it.
No, this is like, do you watch that stuff alone or do you watch that with your girl?
What, porn?
Like the porn documentaries.
I feel like I haven't watched them lately, but usually I'm alone or with... Yeah, alone.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. If you were with her, it'd be like, oh, gee. Like, this is a bad lifestyle. I could...
No.
Remember that? I still remember that because Tiger Woods, everyone was like that. Remember that?
What?
It felt like when he had like all the fucking mistresses, everyone was like, how can this be?
And everybody was like, why would you do that?
He had everything.
He had a beautiful wife at home.
I just don't see it.
No, you're like, when you have that much money, I feel like it's like, maybe you shouldn't be married if you're going to be like that rich and have, because there are like, it's not every woman throwing themselves, but it's enough for you to be like, I want to fuck some of these bitches.
He had a really beautiful wife too. Just, I don't know, it's just the argument of like,
why would you do it if you have a beautiful woman at home?
Yeah, and he was like the name of fucking, at least, like, it's ironic. People, like, the opposite of, people say, like, Mel Gibson, being like, oh, my girlfriend was someone like Mel Gibson. He was, like, the hot guy of, like, a certain era.
Mm-hmm.
And then women would use Tiger Woods as, like, an excuse of, like, well, my husband's like Tiger Woods. It's like, he's a nice guy.
When the fuck? I never heard women use that excuse.
Tiger Woods was, like, the most squeaky clean athlete ever.
He was. Like, that, so I know
he,
for sure.
He had no fucking, like, anything.
I was gonna say, do you remember the Dave Chappelle joke on the fucking, for white shizzle.
Oh, yeah, the black, they take him.
Yeah.
Was that yeah, forget it. They wanted to do the trade on Eminem or something? Eminem,
they wanted OJ. To, but white people were like, nah.
Yeah.
And then the Asians came in and took Wu-Tang.
The blacks end up taking Eminem because the whites end up trading for OJ. And there's that one moment where it's like, Bill Burr goes, at last, OJ is finally a black man. And then, like, the two guys go,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
bro. Yeah, no, it was funny. Fucking, did he, is he getting, I remember fucking they said Tiger Woods was falling off of golf, like he wasn't doing as good, and then he fucking drove off the thing, because yeah, I think he was off meds. He had a
horrible fucking accident. That was like the last thing I heard about him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's fucked.
Like, he really needs his dad to tape those fucking golf clubs right back into his hands, like when he was a child.
Is that what he used to do?
Yeah, you never heard
I'm
of that.
I'm thinking about playing golf right now. I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out, like,
hand. You gotta get successful first. You can't just start playing golf, motherfucker.
God damn it, I need a fucking Asian dad. Fucking, was his dad Asian or black?
I think his dad was black. His mom was Asian. And then he was like, just fucking learn how to use the thing.
He taped his hands to a golf club?
Supposedly.
So he's like Edward 40 hands, but like with golf.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta pee, you want fucking hole in one this shit.
Damn.
Have you ever mini-golfed?
Yeah, mini-golfed.
Do you prefer the big stuff? The grown man golf?
Yeah, no, mini-golf's better. I played fucking, I got a jackpot once at Boomtown? What the fuck was it called?
Boomers?
Boomers. I got a jackpot once there.
How the fuck do you get a jackpot?
Oh, it was one of that stupid. It was that stupid game with like the ring on it, and then fucking you just push it.
Oh, and it stops at the right time.
Stops at the right time. That's how I got the jackpot. I never played mini golf.
What did you get? What did you get for the jackpot?
A lot of things, but I just bought a soccer ball. That's all I bought.
So you don't need.
Yeah, I don't even need it.
You don't even use soccer. You don't use soccer. You don't even play soccer.
Not even.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Did you play with the ball at all?
I had it in my
room. Did you dribble it like a basketball more
than
you?
What I liked about it was like each knit had like a country on it, so you could see what country was what.
And you would just always point it at Palestine and then kick it as hard as
you could. My brother would always be like, go to your room. And I had two things. I had that stupid ball. I could just look at the countries. I had no TV in my room. I was like one of those people that had like, my brother had like all the good shit. And then I had a book on the presidents.
It's weird that your brother is sending you to your room.
Yeah, but his room had all the good shit.
That's so you were in his room and he was kicking you out? I'm always
in his room playing this video console. He's like, no, go to your room. It's like, fuck.
And then you just had the ball.
The ball or the book, and that's it.
I was going to say, well, it just seems like you're in an empty room with a ball and a book.
That room fucking sucked. There was nothing.
Like, I wish you didn't have fucking a poster?
I had like a Game Boy. No, when I was like 14, I tried being that kid that had like car posters everywhere, but it was just stupid. I didn't even need it.
I don't even like cars that much.
Yeah.
Fucking, I told you what's going on with my car. I fucking hate cars.
Oh, you're fucking, you're undercarriage or whatever?
Yeah. Looks like a fucking, like a porn actress that does too much BBC.
What, it gets more racist? It's all
just fucking falling out now.
I tried.
I can't walk straight.
Your car's just, yeah.
Leaning a little bit.
The car that made it hates it now.
What was I going to say? I'm just still thinking about how I'm glad I'm not a fool. It's just, it's not a fucking...
Oh, you're glad you're not like... You're not pretty...
I'm not an essay.
This isn't as bad as it gets. Like, is this as bad as it gets for Oakland?
What do you mean?
Like, this area? Is this like the most... No, they're worse.
These probably worse neighborhoods, yeah.
Bet you San Francisco has pretty rough neighborhoods.
Yeah. It's just butt fucking everywhere.
No! No!
Just, is that guy giving a guy a blowjob? Is that guy giving a lady a blowjob?
It's inclusive, but that's not it.
Why does the lady have a bigger cock than the guy?
God fucking damn it.
San Francisco. I genuinely have so many people in San Francisco who are great people who are on. It sucks that you're from that shit city. And I'm not even, you know what, I do have a fear that I'm going to, like, people are going to think I'm one of those conservatives. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, like smart conservatives.
The ones that's like, oh my God, San Francisco, it went way downhill. It's nothing but homeless and taking shits, and it is, but it's like, I just hate it on a personal level. I don't hate it because it's in California, like those fucking idiots.
No,
it's so much better in Arkansas. No, it's not. It's not.
Maybe not Arkansas. It's like fucking
Tennessee.
San Francisco did go to shit.
What?
San Francisco did go to shit.
Everything went to shit.
But it's like,
it's just fucking white people buying expensive stuff on top different. Of shit.
In San Francisco, it's like, we're gonna make this guy the head of like fucking justice, and like he's like just letting everybody go, or like he's lowering bail. No fucking. Like, there was a fucking headline, low speed chase in San Francisco. That was like a headline.
Yeah, because there's too much traffic to have a high speed.
I know. So it's like, what the fuck? I don't know.
See? It's frustrating for the police. It's frustrating for the criminal. It's frustrating for the people driving around the criminal. Everybody's in a bad mood.
Criminal be like, I'm voting for Proposition 22.
I am voting for another fucking bridge or some shit, because fuck this.
Are these like all your... God damn it. I just keep on looking.
Why does it keep going through my shit?
I'm just... I can't look at this.
One? No, all right, do you know what they are?
I know what it is. It's a vape, and it's this is like charges a vape. No, I'm stupid. This is just... Paylocity? Paylocity's making vapes now?
It's not a vape, you ass.
This isn't a vape?
That is a vape, but that's not a Paylocity vape. It's a PAX vape.
What's a PAX vape?
PAX, it's just the brand, and that's their vape thingy.
And this is the pod. This is where you put the pod.
Exactly. Hold on. I should have another one.
And this is just a power brick.
So what?
This is just a power brick?
Yeah, that's just for a power... A fucking a battery bank, you ask me. We also have the Dabwoods one.
God damn it. No pods in this one either.
No. Do you want a vape?
No.
I'll let you vape inside my house.
I'm not fucking vape.
Come on, vape.
I don't know.
Choose a vape. Look over to your right and choose a vape.
I think we hit the hour mark.
Did we?
We are. We're at an hour.
We're at an hour? Nice. Can I just say, before we started, we were playing some Super Smash Brothers. And you better than I thought. I thought, and that we're fucking...
I play as the noobiest characters ever, but yeah.
What are you fucking talking about?
Pac-Man takes skill, but yeah.
Pac-Man, yes, exactly. See how he just subtly taps himself on the back? Just fucking, yeah.
You have to play as low-tier characters, Amir. That's how you get good at games.
What does that even mean?
You play as Guile because he has two moves. If you play as anyone else, you're cheating. That's how I look at Street Fighter.
See, it's weirdest to me. You
play as Bison, because he's the final boss. Meanwhile...
I don't even know who Bison is.
M. Bison?
M. Bison.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't played those games in years, man. They probably have new characters I don't fucking know about.
These are fucking Street Fighter 2. Jeez, I'm fucking...
Street Fighter 2s?
Yeah, fucking... You don't know... And I know every single one of those characters, like...
I get them all confused. Real. There's Street Fighter, there's Ken. Tekken, there's fucking Capcom versus whatever the fuck.
Yeah, those are games are fucking awesome. Fucking
yeah.
They're good. Ryu, Ken, E. Honda, Blanca, Sagat, Vega. Vega's good. Fucking Guile, Balrog. I don't know why that matters, but okay.
I just think it's hilarious how fat your fingers are.
I know. Chun-Li,
yo,
Cammy, fucking
T-Hawk. Ladies, do you want to be fingered Zangief by these fingers? It's girthy.
Fucking.
I know some of y'all ain't size queens. E Honda?
I already said E Honda.
God damn it.
God damn it. No, I'm definitely missing something, but I don't know.
The tiger face.
Akuma, I already said Sagat. Tiger face?
Tiger face.
Are you talking about Vega?
Champion?
Champion?
Is that not Tekken? That might be something.
Oh, you're thinking of King. Yeah, that's
King. King, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're getting way too much. Hey, bro.
What the fuck was that?
I'm just yawning. I don't know.
You tried to speak during. What was that? What did you say?
I think we're going to end the podcast here. This was a fun experiment.
Oh, God.
Donate to Radio Valencia.
Donate to Radio Valencia.
Thanks, Radio Valencia. You'll be catching Ross up next on the balcony. Thank you.
All right.
Go fuck yourself.
We love you.